Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
With this year's Super Bowl just a matter of days away, this week, especially for our World Service members, we told an incredible story. It's the story of the last Irish-born player to play in the NFL. This is a man whose father was once brought before the GAA's Vigilance Committee. Yes, that's a Vigilance Committee, Murph.
Well, of course the GAA had a Vigilance Committee. What self-respecting sporting organisation doesn't have a Vigilance Committee?
That's the question I'd be asking. How else are you going to know if your members are playing other sports from which they're banned playing, you know? his dad played international hockey. The man himself, his name is Neil O'Donoghue, who played Gaelic football for Roundtowers and Clondalkin, played football for Shamrock Rovers before beginning an unlikely voyage into the beating heart of American sport. He played for one of the teams competing in the Super Bowl this Sunday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he had his greatest moment playing against the other team involved this year, the Kansas City Chiefs. So you could say it was a hell of a week to talk to this guy. He kicked the winning field goal that clinched the first NFC Central title for the Buccaneers, who were a very new franchise at the time, and took them to the divisional game in the playoffs. It was one game away from the Super Bowl itself in 1979. And this moment, this kick by Neil, got the full overblown NFL treatment, NFL Films treatment back in the day.
63 yards and 13 plays later, the Bucs stood on the threshold of a championship.
19-yard field goal attempt. Neil O'Donoghue awaiting the snap from Steve Wilson. It is a low snap. The kick is up. Good! The players are really whooping it up on the sidelines. This is quite a sight to see. A bunch of kids down there, they deserve it. The Buccaneers are the NFC Central Division champions.
Fame pursues its ends in a number of ways. There are those whom it mocks easily. Then there are those to whom it yields grudgingly, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I got a game ball for the best owner.
Right on, man.
And the youngest, best football team.
Together, these men had fulfilled a dream that was 4 years in the making.
And gentlemen, who picked this to be last? We is the champs.
They achieved their 10 regular season wins faster than any other expansion team ever had, and made the quantum leap from worst to first.
Murph, could I ever... I mean, I'm happy for now. I'm happy with second captains, of course. But could I ever someday dream of getting a job as the NFL Films narrator?
There are those to whom it yields grudgingly, like the Tampa Bay Bucket.
No, that just sounds... My accent is still in there for a start.
Yeah, no, on your voice is the voice of the people. You know, Joe Sixpack, Joe Schmo on the street. You know, and we love you for it, Owen. And your legion of fans loves that about you. There's just, you know, the NFL Films voiceover guy. You know, it's the voice of the overclass. You are the voice of the underdog, the untrained vocal cords of the streets. So stay with us. I mean, be it ever so humble, you should stick with us. I mean, I just don't think you're cut out for the you know, the bright lights of NFL films.
For now, I will stick with second captains. I'm happy with the project we're building here. But of course, once again, just to reiterate, it would be a dream for any broadcaster to be the narrator on NFL films. All right, enough of that nonsense. The Six Nations starts this weekend. Ireland are in Cardiff on Sunday. The team gets named tomorrow. So you can join us now for our big match preview tomorrow. On Tuesday's podcast, we went back a little bit. We had Shane Horgan and Andrew Trimble exchanging war stories from their games against Wales, most of them involving getting torched by a certain legendary Welsh winger.
Maybe it was in the first time we played against Shane Williams, and I do remember distinctly reading the papers the next day, which is never a particularly good idea, and they described Shane Williams, or, you know, this new guy had come on the scene, and it was just electric. They said, you know, this guy is like, the pace of him, it's like a Lamborghini. In contrast to Shane Horgan, who was playing opposite the other wing, was more like to a milk float. So, Shane has really done me a couple of times.
If you're a milk float, I was once described as a poor man's Shane Horgan. So.
What is a poor man's milk float anyway? Maybe just the milk float itself from the Father Ted episode?
Well, no, I mean,
where he couldn't go over a certain screen.
He said, a poor man's milk float is basically just a milkman walking his rounds rather than driving around. I mean, I think a poor man's milk float is the absence of a milk float. I think that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's probably about right. As you can probably guess, Ken's been all over the big week in the Premier League. 9 goals for Manchester United, a red card for his man David Luiz, and so much more has happened. But you don't get away with much on the World Service, and so it was that a number of our members noticed Ken getting his names mixed up at the end, at the little, you know, the little send-offs we do, the little goodbyes at the end of each podcast. This is what happened on Tuesday. Listen closely.
Thanks, Murph. Thanks, Ken.
Yep, that is Ken thanking himself, and not for the first time. Hold fire there, Murph, because Ken did have a defence ready when we came at him on Wednesday's pod.
My father's name is Kieran, much like
exactly
Kieran
like
Murphy there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like Kieran Murphy.
Exactly the same as you, with the fathers and all that.
Oh, yep.
And, you know, when he signs his name, he draws a little father in.
And why would he?
Are there two fathers?
No, just the one.
Just one on
the A.
Yeah, he draws it in the Kieran. But when he was in, surrounded by all those, I mean, Brits, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have your... you'd have your Geordies and your...
These not backward on Grummies. Norwegians,
you know.
Your Macklins, of course.
You'd have plenty of Macums, mm-hmm. No shortage of Macums. guess what they ended up calling him?
Ken.
They ended up calling him Ken.
Wow.
Because I think, you know the way English people have they've had a centuries-long battle against the letter R. They can't really do it. Some of them can, but a lot of them just can't do the letter. And Kieran, for some reason, just flummoxes them. Like, so he ended up just being called Ken. I think because it sounds a bit like it, or once you flatten it down and pass it through the English inability to say or to deal with Irish accents on certain vowels, then you just end up with that. Now, what I'm saying is that I think I've been underpronouncing your name. I haven't been saying my own name. I've been underpronouncing your name. And just by this sort of process of almost Joycean synchronicity, it's like something out of Finnegan's Wake, truly.
Ken, all very enjoyable, but total bullshit.
Yeah, let's just
call the spade a spade here.
Let's just hear yesterday's
total bullshit.
Play it again, there, guy. Let's just hear yesterday's sign off again.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, that's just you thanking yourself, Ken, as much as you want to intellectualize it.
I don't know. Anna Olivia, Alleluvial, Issy Rio Uma Arvore, Ken, Kieran, what's the difference? Are we not all just, you know,
Kens?
Varying expressions of the same cosmic oneness.
You're not buying it, Murph, and neither am I. Let's be fair.
I mean, it was entertaining. I mean, I laughed. You could hear me laughing there at numerous stages throughout that. But I mean, it was complete horseshit. And, you know, we do need to recognize it when we hear it. We don't hear it often from Ken, of course.
I mean, he thinks cogently and he writes and talks fluently about the game. But just sometimes he thanks himself rather than other people.
But then we need to call it out.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with anything Ken Early says about football.
Where we see it, we have to call it.
Our football coverage continues on the World Service tomorrow with Spurs playing Chelsea tonight. And if you don't feel like signing up for that, if you don't feel like signing up to hear Ken regularly thank himself at the end of shows, well, why not just sign up to wish our boy Ken a happy birthday?
Make journalism and tell the truth.
Cue the Ken Bed from local radio. number of years ago, please. €5 a month plus VAT is all you have to pay. No minimum contract beyond the first month. You can sign up now to get full value for your Fiverr for February, and you get full access to all the shows already on there. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Ken. No, wait. Oh, thank you, Owen.
See you all soon, hopefully in the World Service. And happy birthday, Ken.
Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Kieran. Love you guys. Great show today. Had so much fun.
I know Owen's birthday.
20th of April?
No, that's Hitler and Shay Given, gotcha. And Steve Finnan.
And my mum.
McDavid is the 12th of April, which is easy to remember because of it's the...
Dave Letterman.
The Titanic. 68 years after it disappeared beneath the icy waves.
Yeah.
Owen McDavid was born.
Circle of life, mate.
Is there anyone alive out there?
Tuesday, 4th of February. We're nicely into February now. Let me just have a look at some of the birthdays today. Comedian Dara O'Brien, TV presenter as well, isn't he? He hosted Have I Good News for You, some of those programs. 48 years old today. Ex-boxer. I have to admit I'm not really sure about this man. Oscar De La Hoya. I don't know. I can't remember him off the top of my head. Anyway, he is 47 today. Sports journalist and writer and radio personality Ken Early is 41 today. Irish actor Patrick Bergen is 69 today. Now, Patrick Bergen, you might...
The phone is at me. That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.